السلام عليكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين،
صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. الله أسأل أن يوفقنا جميعا لما يحبه ويرضاه. كنا في الحصة السابقة تكلمنا آخر ما تكلمنا عن صفة الإرادة لله تبارك وتعالى. In the previous session, the last thing we discussed was about the attribute of will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. نكمل إن شاء الله من حيث وصلنا. Let us continue from where we stopped. قال المؤلف رحمه الله, the author said, may Allah have mercy on him. وليست المشيئة تابعة للأمر. The will of Allah. وليست المشيئة تابعة للأمر, أي ليس كل ما أمر الله به فقد شاءه. كل ما علم الله أنه يحصل شاء حصوله, أما ما أمر به فليس كل ما أمر به شاء حصوله. بدليل أن الله تعالى أمر إبراهيم بذبح ولده إسماعيل ولم يشأ له ذلك. Not everything that Allah تبارك وتعالى ordered,
Allah will for it to
happen. Rather, Allah ordered certain people with matters which he did not will that they happen. A proof of that is what happened with Prophet Ibrahim. He was ordered to slaughter his son Ismail, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not will for that to happen. بعض الناس اختلط عليهم الأمر, ظنوا أن كل ما أمر الله به شاء حصوله, وهذا باطل. Some people were confused about this matter. They thought that every matter that Allah تبارك وتعالى ordered the people to do it, Allah willed for it to happen. This is not correct. مثال واضح لذلك ما حصل مع سيدنا إبراهيم كما ذكر المؤلف رحمه الله. A clear example is what happened with Prophet Ibrahim as it was mentioned. الله أمر إبراهيم أن يذبح ولده إسماعيل. Allah ordered Prophet Ibrahim to slaughter his son Ismail. لكن هذا الذبح ما حصل, but this slaughtering did not take place. Allah ما شاء له أن يحصل. Allah did not will for it to happen. إذن ليس كل شيء أمر الله به شاء حصوله. So not everything that Allah ordered with, Allah willed for it to happen. الله تعالى أمر كل المكلفين من الإنس والجن بالإيمان. الله تعالى ordered all the accountable people among human beings and jinn to believe in Allah تبارك وتعالى. لكن ما شاء أن يؤمن الكل, but he did not will for everyone among them to believe. لذلك قسم منهم آمنوا وقسم كفروا. This is why a part among them believed in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and another part did not believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. إِذَنْ لَيْسَ كُلُّ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ شَاءَ حُصُولَهُ. So not everything that Allah ordered with, Allah willed for it to happen. إِنَّمَا كُلُّ مَا عَلِمَ اللَّهُ حُصُولَهُ شَاءَ حُصُولَهُ. Rather, everything that Allah knew eternally, it happens, Allah willed for it to happen. فَإِنْ قِيلْ كَيْفَ يَأْمُرُ بِمَا لَمْ يَشَأْ وُقُوعَهُ. If someone says, how would that be? How would Allah order for something which He did not will for it to happen? فالجواب أنه قد يأمر بما لم يشأ كما أنه علم بوقوع شيء من العبد ونهاه عن فعله. The answer would be Allah ordered with matters that He did not will for them to happen, just as Allah knew that certain matters will happen, and despite that Allah ordered the people not to do them. So just as He ordered not to do matters which He knew eternally that they will happen, He also ordered people to do matters that He did not will for them to happen. أن الأمر بما يعلم أنه لا يكون ليس منافيا للحكمة. In other terms, ordering with what Allah did not will for it to happen, and that Allah knew it will not happen, is not is not a lack of wisdom. أحيانا العبد الإنسان قد يأمر بما لا يريد حصوله ولا يكون في ذلك منافاة للحكمة. Sometimes the human being, one of us, might order to do something which he does not will for it to happen. And this would not reflect a lack of wisdom. قد يقول أحدنا قد يشكو أحدنا لصاحبه ولدي لا يطيعني. One of us might complain to his friend, my child does not obey me. وليظهر ذلك يقول للولد افعل كذا. And to make this apparent to the friend, he would tell his child or her child, do such and such matter. في الحقيقة هو لا يريد أن يفعل الولد هذا لتظهر عدم طاعته لصديقه. لكن أمره بما لا يريد حصوله. In reality, one of us who does that does not will for his or her child to do what he or her ordered this child to do, because one wants to show the friend that the child is not an obedient child. Despite that, One would order the child to do what one does not will for the child to do. فليس هذا من المستحيل. So this is not something which is impossible. إنما من لم يتعلم التوحيد على وجهه قد يتوهم الأمر على خلاف ما هو. Rather, the one who does not learn the matters of tawheed, of belief properly, might have confusion about certain issues and might think that it is impossible to order with what one does not will for it to happen. لا استحالة في ذلك. There is no impossibility in that. Allah يأمر بما يشاء وينهى عما يشاء. لا ملجئ له ولا مجبر. Allah تبارك وتعالى orders with whatever He will. And prevents us
and forbids
us from doing whatever Allah willed. No one forces Allah to do anything. Subhanahu. يَأْمُرُ بِمَا لَمْ يَشَأْ حُصُولَهُ وَيَنْهَى عَمَّا شَاءَ حُصُولَهُ. Allah ordered certain people to do what He did not will for them to do, and forbade certain people from doing what He willed for them to do. كُلُّ ذَلِكَ لِحِكْمَةٍ يَعْلَمُهَا اللَّهُ. All of that for a wisdom that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows. فَإِذًا المستحيل أن يأمر أن يريد الله ما لم يعلم حصوله. So what is impossible is for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to will what He knew it will not happen. أَمَّا أَنْ يَأْمُرْ بِمَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِمَا عَلِمَ أَنَّهُ لَا يَحْصُلْ فَلَا اسْتِحَالَةَ فِي ذَلِكَ. As for him to order to do what he knew that it will not happen, there is no impossibility in it. واضح. Is it clear? No. For them to happen. Yes. Yes. إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. مع هذا عبارة عن إيجاده من غير أن يمانعه أحد في الوقت الذي شاء حصوله فيه. هذا معناه. هكذا فسرها الماتريدية. هكذا فسرها الماتريدية. أبو منصور الماتريدي هكذا قال. طيب. قال المؤلف رحمه الله القدرة. الآن ننتقل للكلام عن صفة الله القدرة. Now we move to talk about the attribute of power of Allah تبارك وتعالى. يجب لله تعالى القدرة على كل شيء. It is intellectually necessary that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would have the power over everything. والمراد بالشيء هنا الجائز العقلي. What is meant by thing in this statement is the intellectually permissible. فخرج بذلك المستحيل العقلي. The intellectually impossible is not meant by this statement, by the term thing. لأنه غير قابل للوجود. Because it does not accept to exist. فلم يصلح أن يكون محلا لتعلق القدرة. So the power is not, the power of Allah is not related to it. معنى ما ذكر أن الله تبارك وتعالى لا يعجزه شيء. The meaning of what was mentioned is that Allah تبارك وتعالى has the power over everything. ما أراد حصوله حصل في الوقت الذي أراد حصوله فيه. لا يمنع ذلك أحد. Whatever Allah willed to happen shall happen at the time that He willed for it to happen. And no one can stop that from happening. وإذا قلنا الله قادر على كل شيء مرادنا بالشيء الجائز العقلي. When we say Allah has the power over everything, we mean by thing here the mentally permissible. لأن المستحيل العقلي لا يقبل الوجود أصلا لذاته فلا تتعلق القدرة به. Because what is intellectually impossible does not accept to exist. In and of itself, it does not accept to exist. So, the power of Allah is not related to it. والواجب العقلي لا يقبل العدم أصلا لذاته. فليس بحاجة لمن يدخله في الوجود لأن وجوده أزلي ليس حادثا. فلا تتعلق القدرة به. And the intellectually necessary does not accept to annihilate, that is, not to exist in and of itself, does not accept that. So his existence is eternal and it is not in need for anyone to bring the intellectual necessity into the state of existence. And this is why the power of Allah is not related to it. وظيفة القدرة إيجاد الجائز وإعدامه. So the power, as a definition, the definition of the power of Allah is the attribute with which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings into existence the intellectually permissible and makes, annihilates whatever He wills for it to annihilate among the intellectually permissible. So the power is related to the intellectually permissible. لأن الذي يحتاج للقدرة في وجوده وعدمه هو الجائز. Because what is in need for the power to exist or to cease existing is the intellectually permissible. أما المستحيل العقلي فلا يقبل الوجود. As for, بتعريفه لا يقبل الوجود أصلا لذاته. As for the mentally or the intellectually impossible, it does not accept to exist in and of itself. فالقدره لا تتعلق به. This is why the power of Allah is not related to it. لانه لا يقبل الوجود, because it does not accept to exist. والقدره صفه بها يوجد الله ويعدم, and the power is an attribute with which Allah creates and makes things cease from existing. والمستحيل العقلي لا يقبل الوجود, and the intellectually impossible does not accept to exist. It's intellectually impossible for it to exist. So the power is not related to it. والواجب لا يقبل العدم, موجود أزلا, and the intellectually necessary exists eternally. It does not accept to annihilate. It is impossible for it to cease existing. فلا تتعلق القدرة به. His existence is eternal. So the intellectually necessary is not in need for someone to bring him into existence. And it does not accept to annihilate in and of itself. So the power is not related to it. When we say the intellectually necessary, we refer to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's mind judges that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala exists eternally. And the attributes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the attributes of His self, are eternal. إلى هنا واضح. Up till here, is it clear? والدليل على اتصاف الله تعالى بصفة القدرة هذا العالم. The proof that Allah تبارك وتعالى is attributed with the power is this universe. Everything in this universe is a proof for that. لولا قدرة الله لما وجد شيء في هذا العالم. Nothing exists in this universe without the power of Allah. تبارك وتعالى. إذا فهم ما قلناه على وجهه يعرف بسهولة كيف يرد على بعض الملحدين إذا قال هل الله قادر على أن يخلق مثله؟ أو هل الله قادر على أن يخلق شيئا لا يكون في ملكه؟ يقال لهم هذا مستحيل عقلي, والقدرة لا تتعلق بالمستحيل العقلي. لا يقال في الجواب نعم ولا يقال لا, إنما يقال هذا مستحيل عقلي والقدرة لا تتعلق بالمستحيل العقلي. If this is well understood, then it becomes clear how would one answer some atheists when they say, can Allah create another God? Or can Allah create something which is not in His dominion, under His control? If someone is asked such a question, one should not answer by saying yes. And one should not answer by saying no. Because if one says yes, then as if he is saying, it is permissible for more than one God to exist. Or it is permissible for something to exist without being under the control of Allah, which is blasphemy. If one says no, then he is attributing weakness to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the proper answer is to say, this is what you are asking about is an intellectually impossible, and the power of Allah is not related to it. Just like that. As simple as that. Because the power of Allah is an attribute with which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala creates mentally permissible things that are mentally permissible, or with which Allah makes them cease from existing. And what you are asking about is an intellectually impossible. The attribute of Allah, the power of Allah, is not related to it. Just like that. Is it clear? If one says, doesn't they ask sometimes such questions? Yeah, I know they do. And a lot, yeah. And this is how one should answer. Not by saying yes and not by saying no. Because if one says, yes, Allah has the power to do that, then as if he's saying that the existence of another God is mentally, intellectually permissible. And this is against the religion. And if one says Allah does not have the power to do that, then Allah tabaraka, then he's saying that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is weak. Again, he's saying, as if he's saying that this is intellectually permissible and Allah does not have the power to do it. So the proper answer is to say, the power of Allah is not related to this matter. That's it. وبعض الناس ما أدرك هذا الأمر فخالف مخالفة فاحشة. بعض من ينتسب إلى العلم. A man who lived in the past and who acquired certain types of knowledge did not understand this matter properly. This is why he answered in an ugly way. أجاب عن سؤال هل الله قادر أن يتخذ ولدا بقوله نعم. يقال له ابن حزم. A man called Ibn Hazm in the past, long time ago, he lived like 1,000 years ago, answered the question, can Allah have a child? Can Allah create a child of his own? He answered by yes. وهذا الجواب باطل. This answer is false. It's a mistake. قال لو لم يكن قادرا لكان عاجزا. He said, hadn't Allah been powerful to do that, then he would be weak, powerless. وما ذكره غير لازم. And what he mentioned is not correct. لأن اتخاذ الولد محال على الله. Because for Allah to have a child is intellectually impossible. والمحال العقلي لا يدخل تحت القدرة. And the intellectually impossible and the power is not related to the intellectually impossible. القدرة أحيانا لا تتعلق بالشيء لقصورها عنه للضعف وهذا يكون في المخلوق. Sometimes the power is not related to something because of weakness. And this occurs with the creation. Can you lift all this place? You will say, no, I don't have the power to do that. Because of our weakness. So sometimes it's because of weakness, and this happens with the creature. وَتَارَةً يَكُونُ لِعَدَمِ قَبُولِ ذَلِكَ الشَّيْءَ الدُّخُولَ فِي الْوُجُودِ. And sometimes because this matter does not accept to exist, it because it would be intellectually impossible. وتارة يكون لأن ذلك الشيء لا يقبل العدم لكونه واجب الوجود فلا تتعلق به القدرة أيضا. And sometimes the power wouldn't be related to a matter because this would be intellectually necessary. لأن ما كان واجبا عقلا لا يحدث وجوده فلا يحتاج إلى القدرة للوجود. وجوده أزلي، الله تعالى وجوده أزلي، صفات الله أزلية، فلا تحتاج إلى القدرة للوجود، ليست كالمخلوقات التي تحتاج إلى القدرة للوجود. Because what is in need of the power to exist is what exists after non-existence. But what exists eternally is not in need for the power to exist, because his existence is eternal. Is it clear? We have, as you know, the mental judgments are of three types. We talked about that previously. The mental judgments are of three types. What is intellectually impossible, what is intellectually necessary, and what is intellectually permissible. What is intellectually impossible does not accept to exist, so the power is not related to it. What is intellectually necessary does not cease from existence. His existence is eternal, so the power is not related to it. What is intellectually permissible, this is what exists. If it exists, it exists after non-existence, and it accepts to stop from existing. This is what is in need for the power to exist or to stop from existing. And the power of Allah is related to all the intellectually permissible matters. فإذا قلنا قدرة الله لا تتعلق بالمستحيل العقلي ولا بالواجب العقلي، فهذا ليس نسبة ضعف إلى الله ولا عجز ولا قصور في القدرة. So when we say the power of Allah is not related to what is mentally necessary or mentally impossible, this does not reflect, this does not mean that we are attributing weakness to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Or
it's not restricting the power.
Or it does not mean that we are saying that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is powerless. كما أنه عندما نقول فإذا قلنا قدرة الله لا تتعلق بذلك ليس معناه أننا نقول هو عاجز. So if we say the power of Allah is not related to that, we are not saying that He is powerless. Subhanahu. كما أننا إذا قلنا الحجر ليس عالما ليس معنى ذلك أننا نقول هو جاهل. Just as when we say the stone is not knowledgeable, this does not mean that we are saying that the stone is ignorant. لأن الجهل والعلم لا يتعلقان بالحجر. Because knowledge and ignorance are not related to the stone. لأن الذي يكون يصح اتصافه بالعلم أو بالجهل هو المتصف بالحياة. الاتصاف بالحياة هو الذي يصحح الاتصاف بالعلم أو بالجهل. Because the one, only the one who is attributed with life would be attributed with knowledge or ignorance. والحجر ليس حيا. And the stone is not attributed with life. فإذا قلنا ليس عالما ليس معناه أنه جاهل. So if we say the stone is not knowledgeable, then we are not saying that the stone is ignorant. وإذا قلنا ليس جاهلا ليس معناه أنه عالم. And if we say the stone is not ignorant, we are not saying that the stone is knowledgeable. All what we are saying is ignorance and knowledge are not related to the stone. وكذلك يقال المستحيل العقلي والواجب العقلي لا تتعلق بهما قدرة الله. Likewise, one would say both the intellectually impossible and the intellectually necessary, the power of Allah is not related to them. That's it. واضح؟ Is it clear? أحد عنده سؤال عن هذا. Do you have any questions about what was said? ننتقل إلى الكلام عن صفة العلم. So let's move to talk about the attribute of knowledge. اعلم أن علم الله تعالى قديم أزلي كما أن ذاته أزلي. Know that the knowledge of Allah تبارك وتعالى is eternal without a beginning, just as the self of Allah is eternal without a beginning. إذا كنتم تذكرون كنا قد بينا في الماضي أن الذي يتصف بصفة حادثة لا بد أن يكون حادثا. If you remember, we mentioned in the past, we made it clear that the one who is attributed with an attribute that has a beginning, then the self attributed with it has a beginning. This implies that the self itself has a beginning. Do you remember? If something existed without being attributed with an attribute, then this thing, after a while, it became attributed with an attribute. So if something is attributed with an attribute that has a beginning, then this thing at one point of time existed without this attribute, without being attributed with this attribute. And at another point of time, it existed while it is attributed with that attribute. So as far as itself is concerned, it does not necessitate to be attributed with this attribute. And it does not necessitate not to be attributed with this attribute. Because at one point of time, it existed without being attributed with the attribute. At another point of time, it existed while being attributed with that attribute. So as far as itself is concerned, it does not necessitate for this attribute to exist or for it not to exist. So if this attribute exists, it's not because of that self. If it does not exist, it's not because of that self. So if it exists, it's because of someone else who specified it with that. If it stops existing, it's because of someone else who specified that self with it. So whatever, and this means that this self is created because it's a subject of the influence of someone else. So whatever is attributed with an attribute that has a beginning, this means that this self itself has a beginning. This is what the mind tells us. How do we know that the universe has a beginning and it has a creator? Because of this analogy. So it is not permissible to attribute to Allah an attribute that has a beginning, because this implies that Allah would have a beginning. And this is why it is very dangerous what some people claim, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala moves, or that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks with letters or languages, as we do, because each letter that we say has a beginning and has an end. And attributing Allah with that means attributing Allah with having a beginning and being created. Every movement has a beginning and an end. Attributing Allah Ta'ala with that means attributing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala by being created. So it's very dangerous to believe in that. This is against what the Prophet says. This contradicts the belief of the Muslims. This contradicts Al-Quran. And this such claim, takes away from anyone who believes in it any proof to say that Allah, according to his statement, to say that Allah is the creator of the universe, or that Allah is one. This is against the belief of the Muslims. This is why Ahlul Sunnah, they believe, as it is mentioned in Al-Quran, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not a body and is not attributed with bodily attributes, and that his attributes do not have a beginning and do not have an end. This is not a light matter, as some people would like to promote. That it's okay if someone believes that Allah is a body. Doesn't he say La ilaha illallah, then he's a Muslim. And if someone says Allah is not a body, doesn't he say La ilaha illallah, then he's a Muslim. But the hypocrite said La ilaha illallah. Saying La ilaha illallah does not benefit the person who says it if the belief of the person contradicts this statement. What does it benefit the person to say it if he believes in what contradicts it? It does not benefit the person anything. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu was salam was sent to the people to guide them to the proper belief, not to the wrong belief. And people are ordered to follow him to the proper belief and not to any belief that they wish. Isn't it the case? Yeah, I'm sure it's yes. Yeah. So let's get back. Such people, they want to take us, to prevent us, to deprive us from our proofs and from our basis, just to please whomever they want to please. I don't know if they know who they want to please. So, anyway, we need always to adhere to what Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام came with, to what is mentioned in Al-Quran and what was mentioned by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Islam is not an elastic bag that can take the shape and the form of anything that you put in it, anything that you squeeze in it. Islam is a set of rules pertaining to the belief and other matters that Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام came with, and we need to believe in that. In these schools. طيب. So, طيب. قلنا علم الله قديم أزلي كما أن ذاته أزلي. So we said that the knowledge of Allah تبارك وتعالى is eternal without a beginning, just as the self of Allah is eternal without a beginning. فلم يزل عالما بذاته وصفاته وما يحدثه من مخلوقاته. يعني الله في الأزل عالم بذاته وصفاته وما يحدثه من مخلوقاته. So Allah eternally knows about himself, about his self, about his attributes and his creation. فلا يتصف بعلم حادث. So Allah تبارك وتعالى is not attributed with a knowledge that has a beginning. لأنه لو جاز اتصافه بالحوادث لانتفى عنه القدم. Because had it been permissible for Allah to be attributed with things, with attributes that have a beginning, then he would not have been eternal. لأن ما كان محلا للحوادث لابد أن يكون حادثا. Because whatever is attributed with an attribute that has a beginning, then this thing itself would have a beginning. ولا يخفى عن ربنا عز وجل شيء. Nothing is hidden from Allah تبارك وتعالى. الله عالم بما كان. Allah knows what happened before our existence. وبما يكون. Allah تبارك وتعالى knows what's happening now and in the future. وبما لا يكون أن لو كان كيف يكون. Allah knows about what does not happen if Allah knows about what does not happen if it were to happen. How would it happen? Allah عالم بذاته. Allah knows about himself. وصفاته, his attributes. ومخلوقاته and his creation. بعلم واحد أزلي أبدي لا يتغير. With one knowledge, eternal, without a beginning and without an end that does not change. ليس علم الله تبارك وتعالى مجموعة معارف تنضم واحدة إلى أخرى كما في علومنا. The knowledge of Allah تبارك وتعالى is not something composed from parts that are put together one with each other. Like it occurs with us. We have a knowledge about something, then after a while another knowledge, then after a while another knowledge, then we might forget one knowledge, etc. This is our knowledge. أما علم الله تبارك وتعالى ليس شيئا ليس متجزئا. The knowledge of Allah تبارك وتعالى is not composed of parts. صفة أزلية أبدية بها يعلم كل شيء. It is an eternal and everlasting attribute with which Allah knows everything. من غير أن يخفى عليه شيء. Without anything being hidden from Allah تبارك وتعالى. كما قال ربنا عز وجل في سورة النساء وكان الله بكل شيء محيطا. Just as Allah Ta'ala mentioned in سورة النساء وكان الله بكل شيء محيطا, which means Allah eternally knew about everything. سبحانه. وبين الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن أنه هو وحده الذي أحاط بكل الغيب علما. Allah تبارك وتعالى mentioned in Al-Quran that He Himself is the only one who knows about all what will happen in the future, all the unforeseen. حتى الأنبياء ما أطلعهم الله تعالى على كل الغيب. Even the prophets, Allah تبارك وتعالى did not reveal to them about all the unforeseen, what will happen in the future, or what's going in the areas that are far away, or the areas that one does not see. حتى نبينا محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام ما أطلعه الله على ذلك. Even Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah did not reveal that to him. مرة كان النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام في مجلس. At one time the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was in a place. وكان هناك جويرية بنت صغيرة تضرب بالدف وتنشد شعرا. There was a little girl that was saying poetry while playing the duf. ومن جملة ما قالت وفينا نبي يعلم ما في غدي. So she was saying, and then she said a statement which means, and among us there is a prophet that knows what is going to happen tomorrow. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال لها دعي هذا. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام immediately told her, don't say that. وقولي كما كنت تقولين. Say what you were saying, but don't say this statement. Don't say that I know what's going to happen tomorrow. النبي لا يعلم إلا ما أعلمه الله. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام does not know other than what Allah تبارك وتعالى enabled him to know. والله ما أطلعه على كل ما يحصل إلى يوم القيامة. الله ما أطلعه على ذلك. And Allah تبارك وتعالى even did not give the Prophet the knowledge of all what's going to happen until the day of judgment, not to talk about what's after that, except for certain issues. باستثناء بعض الأشياء. في البخاري أن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام يوم القيامة يرى أناسا يعرفهم في الدنيا كانوا من أصحابه. In صحيح البخاري it is mentioned that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said that on the day of judgment he will see people that when he died, until he died, he had the knowledge that these people were among his companions. في ذلك الوقت يراهم أخذ بهم أخذوا أبعدوا عن ناحية الحوض. يعني أخذ بهم إلى حيث عذاب الكفار. On that day he would see them taken to the place where the blasphemers would be tortured. فَيَقُولْ يَا رَبِّ أُصَيْحَابِ. The Prophet said, I will say on that day, O Allah, my companions. فَيُقَالُ لِي إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَاذَا أَحْدَثُوا بَعْدَكَ إِنَّهُمْ مَا زَالُوا مُرْتَدِّينَ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِهِمْ. Then some angels would tell the Prophet, you don't know what they did after you died. They apostatized after your death. They apostatized. They left Islam and they died as blasphemers. So النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام ما عرف عن هؤلاء الذين كانوا من أصحابه ماذا حصل منهم لأن الله ما أطلعه. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام did not know what these companions did because Allah تعالى did not give him this knowledge. فما يقوله بعض الناس النبي يعلم كل ما يحصل إلى يوم القيامة غلو لا يحبه النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. So what some people say that the Prophet knows everything that occurs until the day of judgment is praising the Prophet with exaggeration. It's exaggerating and going beyond the proper boundaries, beyond the proper religious boundaries. And it's something that the Prophet himself does not like. He does not agree with that. وَأَقْبَحُ مِنْهُ أَنْ يُقَالْ إِنَّ النَّبِيَّ يَعْلَمْ كُلْ مَا يَعْلَمُهُ اللَّهِ. And much more ugly than that is to say that the Prophet knows all what Allah knows. بعض الناس قالوا هذا في هذا الزمن. Some people nowadays said such a statement. واحد كان قال هذا فقال له إنسان أليس النبي أرسل 70 من أصحابه ليعلموا بعض الناس إلى بعض الناس فتعرض لهم بعض الكفار فقتلوهم إلا واحدا. At one time, a person said that, a person claiming to be a sheikh, said this statement. So among the people who were listening, there was a knowledgeable person. So he addressed this sheikh by telling him, isn't it the fact that the Prophet sent 70 of his companions to a certain area to teach some people, and on their way, some blasphemers attacked them and killed them, except one among them. قال بلى. He said yes. هذا مروي في البخاري وغيره. This is mentioned and narrated in Al-Bukhari and other books of hadith. فقال له لو كان يعلم ما كان أرسلهم. لو كان يعلم أنهم يقتلون ما كان أرسلهم. He told him, had the Prophet knew that they would be killed, he would have not sent them. ذاك الرجل حتى لا يتراجع بدل أن يتراجع ويقول أخطأت صار ازداد في الفساد. فقال علم وأرسلهم. That person, instead of backing retracting his statement and saying I was wrong, instead of that he insisted and he went farther and he said he knew and he sent them. He knew that they are going to be killed and he sent them. Subhanallah. الخلاصة أنه لا أحد يعلم أحاط بكل شيء علما إلا الله. In brief, no one knows about everything other than Allah تبارك وتعالى. والخلق الأنبياء وغيرهم لا يعلمون إلا ما أعلمهم الله. And the creatures, the prophets and other than the prophets do not know other than what Allah تبارك وتعالى knows. enabled them to know. MashaAllah. ولا يجوز أن يعتقد أحد أن الله يتجدد له علم. And it is not permissible for anyone to believe that the knowledge of Allah increases or decreases. وكل ما أوهم تجدد العلم لله تعالى من الآيات القرآنية كقوله تعالى أي في سورة الأنفال الآن خفف الله عنكم وعلم أن فيكم ضعفا فليس المراد به ذلك. Any verse in the Quran from which anyone any verse in the Quran when one reads it, if one gets the impression that from reading this verse that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala acquires a knowledge about something that he subhanahu wa ta'ala did not know about it, then let him know that this thought, this idea that came to his mind is false, is not correct. Sometimes some people recite the verse in Surah Al-Anfal, Al-Ana Khaffaf, the verse 66 in Surah Al-Anfal, Al-Ana Khaffaf Allahu Ankum wa Alima Anna Fikum Da'fa, and might misinterpret it and think that it means now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knew that you are weak, and this is why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made it easier for you. هذا ليس معنى الآية. This is not the meaning of the verse. قوله وعلم ليس راجعا لقوله الآن. ليس المعنى الآن علم. إنما المعنى علم بعلمه الأزلي أن فيكم ضعفا فخفف الآن عنكم. So it does not mean that now Allah Ta'ala knew that you are weak. No. The verse means with His eternal knowledge, Allah Ta'ala knew that you are weak. This is why He made it now easier for you. كان أولا يجب في القتال إذا تواجه المسلمون وأعداؤهم كان حرام على المسلمين الفرار لو كان الأعداء 10 أضعاف. Before this verse, whenever the Muslims meet their enemies in the war, if their number was 1/10 even of the enemy, it was prohibited for them to retract or to run away. Even if the enemy were 10 times more than them. عندما نزلت هذه الآية خفف ذلك إلى الضعف. When this verse was revealed, this ruling was made easier. So it became prohibited for them to run away if the enemies were double of the number. Not 10 times. Just if they were double or less. This is what the verse means. Because Allah knew with His eternal knowledge that you are weak, Allah made it easier for you. And now it is, now Allah made it now easier for you. So it became prohibited for you to run away if they are double of your number or less, and not 10 times or less as it was before. This is what the verse means. وكذلك قول الله تعالى ولنبلونكم حتى نعلم المجاهدين منكم والصابرين في سورة محمد معناه ولنبلونكم أي لنمتحننكم حتى نميز حتى يتميز حتى نميز حتى أي نظهر للخلق من يجاهد ويصبر من غيرهم وكان الله عالما قبله في الأزل كان الله عالما من يجاهد ويصبر ومن لا يصبر. Likewise, the verse 31 of Surah Muhammad, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ. It is not permissible to interpret it to mean Allah Ta'ala will test you so He would know who would be patient among you and who would not be patient. The proper interpretation is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will test you so it would appear to the people who would be patient among you and who would not be patient. So it becomes clear who are the patient people and who are the people who are not patient. As for Allah, He knew eternally about that. كما نقل البخاري ذلك عن أبي عبيدة معمر بن المثنى. As al-Bukhari narrated this interpretation from Abu Ubaidah Ma'mar ibn al-Musanna, who was a great scholar and a great linguist at the same time. وَهَذَا شَبِيهٌ بِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى لِيَمِيزَ اللَّهُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ أي ليظهر. And this is similar to the meaning of the 37th verse of Surah Al-Anfal, لِيَمِيزَ اللَّهُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ, which means to be apparent who's good and who's bad. MashaAllah. نقف هنا, let us stop here. والله أعلم. Allah knows best. أحد عنده سؤال؟ Do you have any questions? إيه مزيد. ها؟ I didn't understand the question. Sorry, Wazir.
You mentioned about the creation, it comes to existence, and then it requires an attribute.
The creation does not exist if it was not specified by someone else, attributed with the attribute of will, and attributed with the attribute of power, then the creation wouldn't exist if this creation is not specified by someone else with existing at a certain time, with certain attributes, and for these attributes and existence of the creation to be created by that one, who is Allah Ta'ala. Isn't it the case? Okay. Maybe I didn't express properly, or I didn't make it clear. You know it. You know the proper thing. You know it. I'm sure. If, then you tell me. هذا ذكر قبله ليس ذكر بالمتن انقسام الأمم إلى أربعة هذا يأتي أو ذكرناه لا يأتي 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 في المتن يأتي سنتكلم عنه إن شاء الله تفضل من بلى له مؤلفات أي مؤلف من مؤلفاته لا يعتمد عليه ابن حزم كان مغربي أندلسي هو رجل أندلسي تعلق بالمذهب الظاهري وحصل طرفا من العلم لكن تعلقه بالمذهب الظاهري وازدراؤه لأكابر العلماء وتطاوله عليهم جعله يزل في بعض المسائل الله يرحمنا منذ نحو 1000 سنة كان في ابن حزم في القرن الخامس توفي ابن حزم lived in الأندلس in Spain and he followed a school called الظاهرية he wasn't polite when he talked about other scholars or about even the great imams like Malik, Shafi'i, Abu Hanifa and Ahmad and because he had this attitude towards them subhanallah this led him following this school al-Zahiriyya and having this attitude led him to commit great mistakes although he acquired a certain amount of knowledge but this led him to commit great mistakes even beginners in learning the matters of the religion do not commit them subhanallah he died like about 1000 years ago yes go ahead brother Intellectually permissible, intellectually impossible, intellectually necessary means the sound mind judges that this matter is impossible to exist, or this matter is permissible, or this matter it has a necessary existence. This is what it means. It doesn't mean anyone that has a sound mind will agree to that.
That
about لا يعلمه إلا الله.
Which?
والراسخون.
والراسخون في العلم. We will get to that. This is something we will get to it, inshallah. But what I was not saying that no one, that the creatures do not have knowledge. They do. The Prophet, of course, he's the most knowledgeable person. He has a lot of knowledge. What I was saying that he does not know everything. And no one among the human beings knows everything. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who knows everything. This is what I was saying. Faddal. It is not? Sometimes your voice was low, sometimes clear. So I didn't understand. Sorry, I don't want to bother you. If you can repeat. You're right.
So, does it mean like it remains
the same? Because Allah knows everything. So, it does not increase because He knows everything. And it does not decrease because this would be imperfection.
We don't compare it to anything.
We don't compare. No, we don't. You're right. We don't compare. We don't. Draw similarity between the knowledge of Allah and the knowledge of the creation. Our knowledge increases and decreases, but the knowledge of Allah is not the same. The knowledge of Allah is His attribute, which does not resemble our attributes. Yeah. I said that. No one knows everything other than Allah. This does not mean that the prophets or other than the prophets do not know sometimes things that will happen in the future because Allah enabled them to know them. They might. There are things that they know, of course. Didn't Allah reveal to Prophet? We know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and other prophets will be in paradise in the hereafter. How do we know that? Because He told us. How did He know that? Because Allah revealed that to him. We know that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu will be in paradise. Umar radiallahu anhu will be in paradise. Uthman radiallahu anhu will be in paradise. Ali radiallahu anhu will be in paradise. Talha radiallahu anhu will be in paradise. Az-Zubayr radiallahu anhu. The 10 companions, they will be in paradise. How do we know that? Because the Prophet told us that. How did he know? Because Allah enabled him to know that. Allah revealed that to him. So there are certain things that Allah revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the future, which he knew about them, but he did not know everything. This is what I meant. Even if you let me please continue, even sometimes a pious person, a pious Muslim, might know certain things that are not apparent to others. Allah enables him to know that. For example, our master Umar ibn al-Khattab was giving the speech. One day he was giving a speech to the people. And suddenly, while talking, he addressed one of the leaders of the armies called Saria. He started calling at Saria. Saria was far away from him. Saria was in Iraq, and our master Umar was in Al-Madinah. So he said, Ya Sariyatul Jabal Al-Jabal, which means, O Saria, go take the side of the mountain. And people did not know what happened. So when Umar finished his speech, they told him, what happened? Suddenly you started talking to Saria. Saria is far away. What happened? He did not tell them. He said something that occurred to me, and he didn't want to tell them anything. Later, people from the side of Saria, a person sent by Saria, came to Al-Madinah and told him, we were at the state of war, and suddenly we heard the voice of Umar saying to take the side of the mountain. We did that, and by that we could succeed and defeat the enemy by doing that. We avoided an ambush that was prepared for us by the enemy. So they knew that Allah enabled Umar to see what was going far away from him and enabled his voice to reach to Syria. This might happen sometimes to some specific people, but no one knows about everything. And these people, other than the prophets, if they see something like that, or they know about something like that, by Allah enabling them to know about it, they wouldn't be 100%, how do I say it? Yani they might commit a mistake also. They are not...
Infallible.
They are not infallible like the prophets are. So in brief, no one knows about everything other than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You wanted to say something? Yeah, we are tested with many things. When one gets sick, this is a test. When one loses a child, this is a test. When one is poked with a thorn, this is a test. When one is bothered by someone, this is a test. When injustice is done to one, this is a test. When one is given a lot of money, for example, or other material things, this is a test. So we are all the time tested with many, many things. Yeah? May Allah guide us to the proper act. تفضل حي الصلاة نعم يعني حالي ليس مختلفا عن حال رسلي قبلي لا تجاوزوا الحد الشرعي هذا هو الغلو الغلو مجاوزة الحد الشرعي لا تجاوزوا الحد الشرعي وفيكم تفضل. وفيكم ليظهر ليظهر ما شاء الله في عدة مواضع هكذا يكون المعنى لنعلم ليعلم أي ليظهر. الله الذي لا يتعلم التوحيد ويقرأ القرآن من غير علم قد يضل كما قال الله تبارك وتعالى ويضل به كثيرا. كثير من الناس يضلون بقراءة شيء من القرآن لأنهم يفهمونه على غير معنى. الله يعصمنا الله يعصمنا. بارك الله فيكم. السلام.